Hello, Don. Thank you for being on the air with us this morning.
Oh, you're most welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, and
okay.
I think everyone can hear you. Don, you've been a long-time anti-psychiatry activist here in Toronto. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about that activism and how you have seen the movement change.
Well, I've been involved since 1974 in the psychiatric survival movement. I initially was turned on to many brothers and sisters and their groups in the United States who have begun to speak out against psychiatric abuse, which I prefer to call psychiatric oppression in the form of forced drugging, for an electroshock, and so forth, and being locked up without trial or hearing. I was at one time a psychiatric prisoner myself. At that time, I called myself a patient, where I was forcibly drugged with insulin subcoma shock, which was a form of convulsive therapy, the so-called treatment of choice for 25 years for a quote schizophrenia, which I was labeled once. But so it took me 15 years to do a political analysis of my own incarceration and that of others. And since then, the late 1970s, I've been involved in helping to start a self-help group, which unfortunately no longer exists on our own. From 1977 to 1976 to 1996 here in Toronto, I've been involved in the anti-shock movement, which is part of the larger psychiatric survivor movement. We've held at least 10 or 12 protests at demonstrations against shock in front of Queen Street Mental Health Center, now called Center for Addiction and Mental Health, as well as the Clark Institute of Psychiatry. We've held demonstrations against forced drugging, which still goes on in every psychiatric ward in Canada, as well as the United States. And we've been, you know, trying to do a lot of educating about the violations of people's human rights when they're locked up, as well as starting a lot of survivor-controlled, humane, and safe alternatives, you know, like drop-in centers where people can go when they're uptight or feel like they're freaking out. And so we've not only been speaking out against psychiatric oppression, but have been trying to create our own alternatives in Canada, the United States, in Germany, France, and England. So this is a worldwide movement, but unfortunately we're not. And one of the key groups of which I'm a member of is called Support Coalition International, which consists of over 100 psychiatric survivor control groups and advocacy groups in 14 countries. So this is, as I said, a worldwide movement. And I'm very proud that we're doing Psychiatric Survivor Pride Week, which is quite a jump from Psychiatric Survivor Pride Day here in Toronto.
Definitely. That goes right into my next question.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, what is Psych Survivor Pride Week, and how has it changed and grown over the last eight years?
Well, we started, when was it, 1993, Jeffrey Raom, a historian and a psychiatric survivor himself, has given quite a good thumbnail, a historical sketch in our program. We started in 1993 with just a few of us by saying, well, you know, we were inspired by the Gay Lesbian Pride Day, which has become quite a very important annual event here in Toronto and other cities. So we were saying, well, you know, we've also been discriminated against, so let's But in spite of our in spite of being discriminated against and abused, both in the institutions and in the community, we're proud we have survived, and we have a hell of a lot to be proud of. So let's show it. So let's show it. So we started to do, you know, hold workshops as well as a march. And a march has been a very key part of Psychiatric Survivor Pride Day, now called Psychiatric Survivor Pride Week. To, you know, to right now we're involved in a very big, big struggle to try to resist the community treatment orders, which is which I consider a fascist threat engineered by the Harris government and some other governments. But we, so, and the main thing is we're trying to help empower each other. And that's what Psychiatric Survivor Pride Week is really about, you know. I mean, we're trying to say, look, we want power over our lives that was robbed from us when we were locked up, and damn it, we're going to get it back. And not only that, but we're going to show you, we're going to show the public and the media what we have achieved and what we can do. Because for so long, we've been called incompetent and sworn at by pseudo-scientific, pseudo medical labels like schizophrenic, manic depressive, borderline, this and so forth, which in fact I consider libelous terms that have been hurled at us under the guise of psychiatry. So, you know, we are speaking out and we're reaching out to allies. You know, like the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty has been a very good ally of ours and supporter in the last year or two in particular. And we're reaching out to other human rights and anti-poverty groups as well, and we hope that they participate in our events. So.
Could you tell us a little bit about the events that have happened in the last few days and what events people can catch if they're just hearing about Psych Survivor Pride Week?
Well, just yesterday we held two very good workshops. One was on on psychiatric drugs, and we had that was chaired by Lana Fredo, and that took place at City Hall. That was a 3-hour workshop, and people who participated also involved were Dorothy Proctor, who is a very courageous survivor of LSD experiments in prison for women in the 60s, and she spoke out. And Kathy Hardell, a street nurse from Regent Park, spoke about the very severe risks that people run who are on psychiatric drugs, particularly during heat waves, because a number of people have died during heat waves while they're on the drugs, and the doctors and most nurses haven't warned patients about these risks. And then the afternoon we did workshop on electroshock. We started with a video of Wendy Funk, a very, very outstanding and courageous shock survivor. I showed a tape of that, and then we had quite an involved discussion with Mel Starkman and here in Toronto, Hélène Grégoire-Bois from Montreal, Rita DiCarlo from New York, and you know, it was quite good. And then today, I understand, and Peggy Gale may want to talk about this. There'll be a workshop on women in psychiatry this evening from 7 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a speaking out about the globalization of mental health oppression on Sunday, July 22nd.
I was going to ask you about that. Could you talk a little bit about the globalization of mental health oppression and about the march this Saturday?
Yeah, well, as you, many of your listeners may know, the World Bank is funding, they've issued what's called a template, which is a rough outline, a proposal of what they want to do, but it's expressed in very tortured bureaucraties. So what we're talking about is this World Bank that's going to is supporting the transnational drug companies, which make, as we know, a lot of brain damaging drugs like Modicate, and Haldol, and Prozac, and so forth. The World Bank is funding these drug companies, not directly for funding them, but certainly making it easy for them to invade third world countries with Western-style psychiatric treatments, the biological treatments like drugs, as well as electroshock. So the World Bank is a funder or helping to promote oppressive Western psychiatry. In particular, and I think you'll see quite a growth of psychiatric drugs used in the third world, and locking people up in psychiatric hospitals in different countries. The World Bank supports this, and we say that's certainly not acceptable, and we have to protest about this. And you know, it's very scary.
Yes, it is.
Because we're talking about severe violations of people's human rights and escalation of this on a world scale.
Definitely. Don, do you think that in closing you can give people a little bit of information about how they can get a hold of Psych Survivor Pride Week?
Well, yes. And call our phone number is 416-531-2411. Extension 401. They can fax 416-531-0885, and then there's a an email address, or rather a well, first I'll give you an email address. It's psychpride, spelled P-S-Y-C-H-E, pride, one word, at yahoo.com. And Parkdale Legal Services, I should say Parkdale Community Legal Services, has a website where people can get some information on that. HTTP, www.parkdalelegal.org. Yeah, so
well, thank
I
you.
Hope that helps.
Yes, it does, and thank you for joining us this